was Helen. Helen's dead. I can't believe it. What was she doing at the beach? She never went outside unless she was going somewhere.
Someone tell me what's happened.
Helen was found dead on the beach.
When?
Karen found the body this afternoon.
Oh, Frank, I'm so sorry.
What are you talking about? I hardly knew.
Frank?
Hey, oh, no, take it easy, man. Are you all right?
Oh, leave me alone. I'm fine.
Okay, here, just sit down.
I said I'm fine. Leave me alone.
Oh, Simon, what's going on?
Well, until we get the results of the post-mortem, it's difficult to say. I'm going to have to send the body back to Kawakawa. When did you last see her, Frank?
Well, why are you asking me? I barely knew her.
Didn't she work at the station?
Yeah, but I didn't keep track of her comings and goings.
I just asked when you last saw her.
Yeah, well, it'll be a couple of days ago. I saw her going to the station on Friday morning. Look, Simon, can we leave the rest of this till later? It's been a bit of a shock.
Sure, Frank, no worries. I'll see everyone in the morning.
Are you going to be okay?
I suppose so. She hadn't been here very long, but we'd gotten to be close. I just can't believe she's gone.
Do you want to talk about it?
Thanks. You're very sweet. But I think I'll just go to bed.
Mata, you there?
Is that you, Thompson?
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to be able to sleep right away.
So you want to talk?
Do you mind?
I love talking.
Oh, man, something's been bothering me.
I noticed.
When I was up on the track with Mike, I saw someone in a blue jacket. Oh, man, this sounds nuts.
Ah, that's okay. Nuts is my specialty.
Mike can tell you. He saw how weird I was acting. She was standing about 20 yards away.
And what was she doing?
She just stared at me. I thought she was about to say something, and then she disappeared.
And you didn't recognize her?
No.
She recognized you?
She seemed to.
You think it was Helen?
You think I'm crazy, don't you?
No. What you saw is what I call normal. She was either saying goodbye or she was trying to warn you of something.
Why would she say goodbye to me?
I don't think she was.
Hello.
Good morning.
I understand you have a payphone I can use.
That's right. Where do you want to call?
The States.
Oh, gonna need a lot of change. Better give me a 20.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Dial a number, put in $3 and give it a burn.
Oh, okay. Oh, hey, it worked.
Hi, I'm not in right now, so leave a message after the tone. I'll get back to you. Bye.
Hi, Monica, are you there? Come on, pick up the phone. I don't know where to begin. There's been an accident here, and the supervisor from Kessler's is dead. So it looks like I'll have to stay on and help sort things out. I know I'm not supposed to say this, but I really miss you. I think you'd really like it here. There's a great beach. But that's where they found the body. I'm rambling. Look, I'm making a tape for you, so I'll fill you in then. Bye. Whoa, looks like I hit the jackpot.
Oh, she wasn't home.
No.
Oh, shame. Never mind, you can try again later.
Oh, I may as well pick up a few things. Getting low on toothpaste.
You're that American. Oh, don't tell me. Thompson.
Yeah, that's right.
Sad about the other one.
Helen? Was she American?
From Minnesota. She was staying here.
Oh, really?
Well, she was supposed to stay here.
What do you mean?
I think she found a friend. A few nights when she didn't come in.
Oh, maybe she was just working late at the station.
Wouldn't catch me anywhere near that man.
Huh? Who are you talking about?
Frank Buchanan. The station's on his property.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I wouldn't have anything to do with him if I were you. Oh, hello, Simon. Lovely to see you. Wasn't it sad about Helen? Never mind, what can I get you?
I'm actually here to see Mr. Thompson, Edith.
Me? I think I've told you everything I know.
I'd just like you to take a look at this photograph of the deceased. I understand she was an American, too.
Well, that's a big place.
If you wouldn't mind.
Oh, my God. That's Helen. Helen Schrader.
So you do know her?
I guess I do.